You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Good morning, No Finish Line Nation. I'm hoping that everybody's having a great, great Friday. It's a day to kick off the weekend. It's a day to get out there this weekend, enjoy yourself, get some exercise, spend time with family. I know we're not going to have a lot more of these left on the nice weather days coming into the winter months and fall time, but it's still going to be a good opportunity for you to be able to maximize your time and get out there and do the things that you want to do and that you love, along with our hearts and our prayers all being with all the folks that are going to be impacted by Irma and some of the other storms that are going on and some of the wildfires and other stuff that's happening out there. I know sometimes it's relative. I live up here in the small, quaint area of New England, and I always talk about enjoying the nice weather, and sometimes I got to take that into consideration. So again, hearts, prayers, thoughts, everything are all out to those that are affected or that are in the path of the storm that's impending and coming your way. So couple things I want to talk about today that I think are really important to chat about is around setting yourself up for success. So one of the things that I'm inspired by a lot of times whenever I'm looking at No Finish Line Nation, which is our Facebook page, is around some of the pictures and some of the things that I see where people are setting themselves up for success by prepping, right? So you got MC West 3 or Wesley McCoy doing his prep bossing. You got other folks that are setting themselves up for success, putting things away in the fridge, making sure that they're set up for success in the future so that they're not sliding and they can actually keep things within their point totals or calorie totals or anything that they want to be able to achieve or accomplish. So when you are prepared, you are 10 times more likely to be successful than you are if you're not prepared, which makes total sense, right? But not a lot of us do it. And I'm always inspired by those that do. So first of all, I wanted to kick it off by saying that if you have the time or you have the forethought to be able to prepare your meals and prepare the things that are going to be happening for you in the day, do that. Because if you do that, then you can set yourself up for success. And that way you can literally navigate through what that looks like and not be sliding down the road of doing negative things. So one of the things that I posted this morning, and it's on the Coffee Talk on the Connect platform, which is a social media platform for some of us users that actually do Weight Watchers. And I know this isn't necessarily all for Weight Watchers that are here, but it is one of the other social media platforms that we use to be able to communicate with each other and talk and connect and those kind of things. I posted on there, and this is exactly what it says. I'm going to go ahead and read this to you, and then I'm going to talk about it and elaborate a little bit, okay? So the picture is a black photo with white letters on there that says, ask yourself if what you are doing today is getting you closer to where you want to be tomorrow. You know, ask yourself that question. The things that you're doing today, are you going to be getting closer to where you want to be based on the decisions that you're making today? A lot of times, a lot of people will tell me, I'm a turtle, I'm taking forever, I'm going down the road of just like, I'm not losing, I'm just continuing to either slowly lose or it's the same pounds, or those kind of things. And really, if you take inventory of the things that you're doing today, do you think that all the decisions that you're making right now are fully vested towards achieving amazing results in the future? I mean, that's a real question to ask yourself. And I know a lot of times we want the easiest path of resistance. We want to put our finger on a button to be able to say click, and it moves us to where we got to move to. And that's why there's all these scams and all these health scare things of people that are taking these pills and these diet things to be able to try to increase their metabolisms, their heart rates, their temperatures, all the different stuff that they have that are out there. Because people in this generation today, or even not even part of this generation, but people today want instant gratification. They want instant success to be able to move forward with the things that they want to be able to accomplish. And it's a natural feeling. Why wouldn't you want to take the easiest path of resistance? Why would you want to be able to have to work hard at something? What a concept that is, right? So if you're not willing to put the work in today, let's talk about exercise. If you're not willing to put the work in today, of doing something a little bit different. So if you're a person that works in a chair at work, Think about today. Are you going to set yourself up for success in the future by getting out of your seat and walking some steps? Going on a walk at lunchtime instead of sitting around and doing nothing? Are you setting yourself up for success for exercise to specifically going to the gym after a long day of work and actually putting in the work that it's required in the gym, if that's your thing? Are you setting yourself up for success with exercise of after you have had a full day of daycare or a full day of school or those kind of things, when you get home at nighttime and you're exhausted, are you still going to go for that 1 to 2 mile walk that you normally would try to do, or even a 500 foot walk? Or are you just going to hunker on the couch, go to sleep, or lay down, watch TV and snack, right? Little things like this around exercise, although they seem like it's an easy thing to be able to accomplish or an easy thing to be able to reflect on, but it's really not, because the human nature, our human nature and our human psyche is set up a certain way that whatever resonates with us is how direction we move in, and whatever the easiest path of resistance is, we're going to get there. We expect amazing results and a body that looks like some models on some magazines or whatever without putting in the work and effort to be able to get there. That's really just it. That formula doesn't make any sense. You've got A plus B equals C. Well, there's zero in the A category because you're not doing the work that you need to do, plus B, which means that your attitude is, I'd love to be able to lose weight, and then C is poor results whenever you are looking towards achieving a certain type of result that's there. Now, I'm not saying to go out there and be crazy weightlifter and crazy runner and all those things. What I'm saying is change your mindset. Change the way that you're thinking about what you're doing today. Look at your internally, look at the actions that you're taking and think to yourself, am I setting myself up for success in the future? Now, that's just with health, fitness related, okay? But here is what I'm also talking about around food related. I opened this whole entire podcast with specifics around prepping your food, right? It's the same exact concept. If you're working in a business office where somebody brings in a dozen jelly-filled donuts from Dunkin' Donuts, right? And they're sitting on the table and you're thinking to yourself, you know what? I'm just going to dive right into it today because I'm having a bad day. I got a lot of stresses going on. Let me just go ahead and dive into a bunch of these. And next thing you know, you're 4 jelly donuts deep and you got jelly all over your face and you look like a crime scene from CSI on an episode, right? So think about this. If you do that, what is that going to do for you in the future? Because are you going to expect great results when you go to hit the scale after you just had those 3 jelly donuts? Or instead, did you look at those jelly donuts, those 12 of them, take a look at them and say, I have the craving to be able to eat a jelly donut or a portion of a jelly donut. I have the craving. I need to satiate that urge that I need to be able to have because I'm a food addict. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take half that jelly donut, cut it in half, and I'm going to eat half of that, and I'm going to give half of it away. I'm going to track where I'm at, whether it's your calories you're looking at or whether it's fat content you're looking at or whether it's points that you're looking at or anything. I'm going to track it. I'm going to own it. I'm going to have that half of it to curb my appetite, and now I'm going to move on. Now, I think that that's a better decision because for me, I still want that donut. I still want some of that donut. I still want to have to curb that craving that I have because I can't be doing something that I can't eat the things that I love to eat. I just can't. It's not sustainable to me. I can't starve myself because if I starve myself, guess what? I'm going to want to dive into that whole entire dozen. I might take that box and roll out, go sit in my car and do my old days where I used to, you know, binge eat in my car because I didn't want anybody seeing me eat my food. Okay? So think about that part. A decision like that is something that you can be mindful of what you're doing. Okay? So that's first of all. Second of all, think about more specifically, I don't know, if you're going to a restaurant and you are stepping into the restaurant and you're going to a wing place and you want to get wings, right? And you're craving wings. It's the same concept as the donuts. You could dive into 2 dozen wings and have sauce flying everywhere and ranch dressing on your eyelids and all kinds of other stuff going on. You could, right? You could. Anybody could. But of course, that's what got us in trouble in the first place. But what are you doing today? What decisions are you making today that's going to help you in the future? Because if you're expecting to do things like that all the time, and not be mindful of it, and then slide into whatever you're eating and doing the things that you want to do and all those things, and you're not mindful about what you're doing, you aren't going to receive or achieve the results that you're looking for. You can't complain about being a turtle or slow paced or a gain for the week if you don't look back and say, wow, I really did make some pretty poor decisions for what this weight was going to come in. But I really figured that maybe my body would just respond if I ate that 16 ounce ribeye steak and I ate that brown sugar glazed sweet potato that I ate with that steak that was there. Did I expect that I was going to see the great results on the scale? How often do we fool ourselves with that? Are we literally trying to trick ourselves into thinking that if we make bad decisions, it's okay because things will come out in the wash? No, what you can do is, if you do make bad decisions, because we are human and we do make bad decisions, and when it comes to food, if you do splurge or whatever, expect what the results you're going to get. But if you are setting yourself up for success and you are being mindful about the things that you're doing for long-term effects and long-term success, that's really the space you have to park in. Believe in yourself and set yourself up for success. Give yourself a plan. If you're going into whatever situation that's there, whether it's food, whether it's friends, whether it's drinking, whether it's whatever, set yourself up with a plan so that way you know that you can follow at least somewhat within those guidelines of where you're at. So that way you know also when you go to bed at nighttime, that night, that evening, you know you made some good decisions. You know that you feel good about the decisions that you made and what you put into the effort to being successful in doing those things. Okay? So think about that today. Whatever decision that you're going to make today based on whatever situation that you're faced with, just know, all you have to do is think a little bit. I think I talked about it before, about the 3-second method. If something happens or is situated or faced in your presence, like brought to your right in front of you, and you have to make a split decision that's there, take 3 seconds to tap your feet. 3-second method. 1, 2, 3. That 3 seconds will go from jumping into that urge and diving into whatever it is that you're diving into, or making the decision of, yeah, you know what, maybe I'll take a little bit of that. Or maybe it's not worth it for me to do that. Now, that's also okay. I know it's, I said sustainability for me is key because I got to still eat the things that I love, but I need to be something that I can sustain for long periods of time because I still need to eat the things that I love. I get that. Some people may not be wired that way, and maybe they do need to make that decision of, I'm not going to dive into whatever that is for me just to satiate an urge or a craving. I can't do that. So whatever works for you. But guess what? Either way, you're being mindful. You're being mindful of your situation, your surroundings, the things that are going on around you. So do that today. Have faith in yourself. Know that you can make really solid decisions for your future. And you have to think of it that way. Are we investing in our futures when we add to a retirement fund? Are we investing in our future when we add to our savings accounts? Financially wise, you always want to invest in your future. How come you're not doing the same with your food? How come you're not doing the same thing with your health and your exercise? Think of it as a bank. That's what you have to do. You're making solid investments for your long-term growth and your long-term longevity of what you want to be able to get on that return on investment of whatever your whys are and whatever you're trying to be able to do for, okay? Think about that today. Make your investments today. Solid investments. Think of me as your financial advisor almost, because this is what I have to do. I have to think to myself, but instead of a financial advisor, I'm a health advisor, right? And I'm not really the most pinnacle thing of health because I'm still 15 pounds from goal and target, and I'm still working hard every day, and I'm not perfect, and I make mistakes. But the thing is, I speak from experience for me to know that I have to treat it this way for me to be successful, because I do have a body of work that is successful that can help me. And if it helps me, I'm hoping that it helps you. Treat it like you're investing in yourself. Long-term investments take solid and long-term returns. And good returns take solid investments today. Okay? Have a great day, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talks with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at LiquidChano1973. And you can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.